let's move into a meditation and channel from Kryon, who has been giving us a series that's talking about having seeds that you plant and then harvest. And we were just talking about the rose bush. So let's use that in our meditation, where I invite you to close your eyes and feel the energy of the earth beneath your feet. And allow your feet to meld further into the earth as though you have tendrils and roots coming out of your feet into the earth. And that is giving you this strong foundation and this deep connection with the energy of the earth. And then feel, sense, or imagine that within that earth, you are now accessing some beautiful fertilizer. And the fertilizer comes from the crystalline grid. It also comes from your own Akashic record within the crystalline grid. And the things that you're going to pull up through the roots that connect to your feet are those fertilizing elements of love, compassion, kindness, benevolence, and all of that is flowing up through your body, and it is now creating these buds of a rose flower that through that nutrition of love and patience, kindness, peace, benevolence, understanding, tolerance, is now creating this beautiful rosebud within the fibers of your being. And now just imagine some of those buds, because you now have many within you. Some of those buds have already bloomed open. And you have one flower that's now blooming open from your hand that is kindness. And these flowers are now going to continue to bloom open with all those different elements that were fertilizing you just a moment ago. And even after this meditation and after the channel, as you walk around, you'll have little flowers blooming from you as you interact with others. Some will be compassion. Some will be kindness, as we just mentioned. Some will be love. Some will simply be just there to hold space as you allow someone else around you to just unfold whatever it is that they need to say, speak, do, act. And you just stand there in a place of non-judgment, just observing and allowing your flower of love to bloom. And so with that, we're now going to invite Kryon to continue to bring us more information about the seeds that we plant and harvest.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. There is no question of who I speak to today. And this is going to be important in the channel. I am so aware of those watching, listening. These particular channels will be heard by everyone. The message of today, profound, perhaps more profound than many we have given because of the timing. This particular message is given to light workers and members of this program first. Indeed, it will be given to everyone eventually, as are my instructions to my partner on what to do with the channels. But this is first given for those light workers who are here. There is an assumption that those who would give of their resources to be members would be those who are interested in their lives, in the planet, in esoteric things. Those, perhaps, who have listened to the Kryon messages many times. Or perhaps, if they haven't, they wish to. There are many subjects we have given, but this one is profound. This has to do with the seeds that we have been talking about this month. This is the third of the channelings that we have talked about, planting the seeds from spirit. To have the seeds planted and harvest, the seeds that you carry in with you. Now let's talk about that for just a moment. There is a metaphor that we are using of seeds, of growth, from both those who are horticulturists and farmers. Let me ask you, is it possible for those who deal with plants to carry around seeds for a very, very long time? And when they're ready, they can plant them. And the answer is yes. That's one of the attributes of many kinds of seeds. They can simply be dormant until they're ready. There's also many indications on the planet that life is far different than you think. There can be those places on the planet that are barren and have been barren for decades, that have no water at all, where nothing grows until there's water. And then suddenly, the things which were always there under the soil will pop up. I give you these examples because that's exactly what is going on the planet right now. You have carried seeds with you, and so have your ancestors, that are profound, that never were able to be used. Like the drought of old energy on this planet, they just were there. You carried them in at the wind of birth as an old soul. Here's the profound part. Your life right now is a life that knew the potential of a change on this planet that is occurring. The change on this planet, profound, I say that a lot, but no more than this time. This is a time of shift and change. There has been information that would say that you must do something in order to get out of this which you are appearing as chaos on this planet. The battle of dark and light is here. It's what we told you would be. And that there's something more that is missing, something that you need perhaps to be part of. I'm going to give you one of these profound things now, today, tonight, depending on when you're watching, right now, as you listen. Are you aware in your biology, in your body, of how many pairs of chromosomes you have? Most would say, yes, we know there are 23. Has that ever been a puzzle to you? Have you ever scratched your head and said, that's odd that there would be an odd number, because everywhere we look around us in biology and physics, everything is divisible by four. Now, my partner has talked about this before, and he is right. Even the mathematics you use in everyday life is flawed. It should be base 12. If you have a mathematics divisible by 4, it reveals things that a mathematics divisible by 5 would never reveal. You have yet to see some revelations that solve puzzles, even puzzles in physics, that base 12 would simply show you. You had 23 pairs of chromosomes. It's odd. I'll tell you something that some biologists have seen. It's a head scratcher to many. 200,000 years ago, according to those who study anthropology, to those who study your DNA and the DNA of those before you, it's a puzzle. They have seen that you had 24 pairs that changed to 23. And that change occurred again, approximately 200,000 years ago. Those scientists who look at it, actually the ones who are brave enough to say it, will tell you, it doesn't look like you came from anything here, meaning on planet Earth. And they're right. Dear ones, you carry a DNA, a chromosome scenario from the stars, not from here. And what is hiding, I might even say lurking, because it's never been seen truly, you have a 24th pair of chromosomes. You actually have 24. Only 23 are visible in all the instruments that you use because number 24 pair is multidimensional. I have talked about this before as well. You still do not have the instrument that would see multidimensionality for what it is. It's coming, but you don't have it. When you start to measure what is the multidimensionality anywhere, whether it's biological or whether it's physics, everything will show up that we have been talking about. You don't have it yet. You will. There's a seed in you. It's your 24th pair of chromosomes that has come from the stars. And I want to tell you what it's for. Are you ready? It's for now. That's the seed I want you to visualize being planted that you have carried for humanity, all of you. Profoundly, it is now. You need to plant it. This earth needs that now. It's a return to the core information that was taught in Lemuria. It is the sacred core information from the stars, information that will tell you about the things that we have given you for so long, about who spirit is, about compassion and kindness, not a judging God, but a loving one. It's one that will identify the higher self, that you will feel the guides. It will be something that this planet will need. You see why I'm giving it to you first. It's for old souls. It's for those listening. I want you to visualize if you choose, or see, or actually do it so you'll know what it feels like pushing a seed into the ground and saying, this is the multidimensional pair. It's for humanity, and all of us came to put that in the ground and water it right now, figuratively. That's what it's about. This planet is in trouble. As this planet scrambles to find out what it wants, I'll tell you, there's never been a time, ever been a time, like this one, where the majority of humanity would raise its hand in a vote and say, we want peace. It hasn't to do with East and West anymore. It doesn't have to do with countries and their attitudes toward each other anymore, or the associations anymore, or the languages. It has to do with what humans want now. There's never been a better time. This is the time to infuse the glory of the majesty of compassion and kindness and where you really are from. Core spiritual truth is going to save this planet. And guess who has it? You do. In all humanity, you have the 24th pair, but you can activate it. And that is done truly by visualizing it's time now, because the planet is ready. Never has there been a time like this, where if you could take a vote of all human beings, they could stick up their hand and say, this is where we're going to demand peace. And all that isn't, we will vanquish. We want peace, you will say. And that is the order of the day. And you come along and start to activate that 24th pair, And that's going to make a difference, dear ones. That's who you are. That's the information of today. That's perhaps the most profound message that I've given so far to light workers, to those of you who need to hear it. That's why you came. Are you getting this? I'm so in love with you because the key for the future is you. I'm crying in love with humanity. And so it is.